1st of April 1932. Another month and a quarter of a year gone. Didn't think I'd go so long as this without missing a day's entries. Nothing special to record today. 2nd of April 1932. Met Mum and Dad inside Sadler's Wells just before 2:30 this afternoon. Went to see The Magic Flute by Mozart. The overture was about the best part, but the cast was poor, so that none of us enjoyed the opera very much. Left Mum and Dad at Aldgate, while I went to Westminster Bridge, where, after having tea, I visited the Model Railway Exhibition at the Central Hall. There were several long tracks of 1, 0 and 00 gauge laid down, and some very pretty working. Arrived home in time for the 9:20. Auntie Flo and Uncle Bob were there. He says he has much trouble on the new ST buses to change gear without making a row. Drivers who do are sent back to Chiswick to learn how to drive. It appears the buses are so slow in changing, and when one is used to the old Ks and NSs, wherein the gears were slammed, the driver, in changing from neutral to first, gives the lever a good jerk and finds himself in reverse. By the way, I've been so busy entering about today's and Thursday's doings that I forgot to record that my corrected test papers for the World Radio Elements of Wireless Competition No. 1 were returned last Tuesday. It was marked and commented on in red ink and signed by Mr. Stranger, who is one of the writers of the series. I received 60%, which wasn't bad for first time. 3rd of April 1932. Tried to find time to go out on the bike, but it rained all day, so I confined myself to oiling it a little and practicing upon the piano during the morning, sleep during the afternoon, more practice and cards and chess in the evening. 4th of April 1932. Still showery weather and a gusty gale springing up from the southeast. My tooth, or rather where my tooth was, is beginning to close up, though I cannot chew properly yet, the gums being so sore. 5th of April 1932. Saw several people's hats and caps blown off, some of them landing in puddles more or less deep and dirty, much to the vexation of the owners of the headgear. Rain most of the day. We certainly need it after the drought. Funny thing, I don't mind how much it pours during the week, so long as it stops over weekends. 9th of April 1932. Went with Mum and Dad to see La Boheme at the Sadler's Wells. Very good performance. The cast was vastly superior to that in The Magic Flute last week, both in acting and singing. Tudor Davis took the part of Rudolph, whilst that of Mimi was taken by a guest artiste, whose name I forget for the moment. Certainly one of the best pieces I have seen and heard. 17th of April 1932. Summertime, officially, begins today. Drizzle with cold northeasterly wind. In consequence of putting the clocks forward an hour, I slept until 10:30 BST, so that by the time I was washed and dressed, dinner was ready. The rain cleared up a bit during the afternoon, so I donned my mac and scarf and pedalled forth along the Epping Road to Loughton and back. Between Snaresbrook and Woodford, I had to use low gear nearly all the way, the wind was so strong. But at Woodford, I came upon a general bus going to High Beach, so I got behind it. The road was mostly downhill after that. It would be so after a couple of miles, I decided to go on in front. As soon as I was about 100 yards ahead of the bus, I had to get off and walk up a fairly steep incline. Coming back, I reckoned I averaged 15 miles per hour. Top gear all the way, mostly downhill, and the wind behind me. I was out about 3 hours altogether and thoroughly enjoyed myself. 20th of April 1932. Proper April weather. The wind has reverted to the southwest, and several severe showers came down this afternoon. However, it cleared up by tonight, though it was very dull and darkness fell early. Went over to George's with the velocipede, where we wrangled with capacities of condensers. Coming back from George's, I hit a piece of tin a pretty hard whack as I crossed the flats, and later found my back tyre was flat. By pumping and riding a few times, I was able to get to Catherine Road Hill, from which I had to walk. As I was walking along the Barking Road near the Bowlin, another cyclist drew up alongside and inquired if he could help. "No," I replied, "I've only got a small puncture." "I've got an outfit," said he. "That's all right," said I. "I've only a few yards to go. Thanks all the same." "You're sure there's nothing I can do?" asked he. "No, thanks," I replied. And with that, he mounted and sallied on. Jolly decent of him to stop. The time was 10:30, and we had just had a pretty big shower. Dad starts a new job tomorrow. Has to get to work at 8 o'clock, so Mum will have to get up to cut my sandwiches and see me off. 21st of April 1932. Went over my bike thoroughly with a dry rag and removed most of the mud. Took out as much of the back inner tube to dry and locate the puncture, only to find that it was not a puncture at all, but a joint in the tube had become minutely perforated at 2 points. Speaks a lot for Dunlop tyres. I never have heard much good account about their products. Dad and I bunged a couple of patches on the tyre, and after putting the tube back on the wheel, pumped it up to see if it would deflate or not by morning. 21st of April 1932. Arose at about 9 o'clock and, having washed and dressed, set off on the bike at about 10:45 a.m. Went along the Barking bypass to Barking, where I turned off onto the Becontree Road to Romford. From there I went to Havering at Bower and on the Passingford Bridge. Thence I continued along the Ongar Road till I came to a signpost marked "To Greenstead," and remembering Mr. Blore's remarks at night school about the Anglo-Saxon church there, I turned off the main road to see it. It is the smallest church I have ever seen. Apart from the choir, I doubt if it would hold more than 20 persons. It was built about 2 centuries before the Norman Conquest and was entirely of wood. The walls consisted of oak logs erected on end, and though they have now been well creosoted and upheld by bricks and cement, the original logs can still be seen. They are each about a foot or so in diameter. From here, I continued to Ongar and then transferred myself to the Epping Road. The wireless station at Ongar, officially, can be seen for miles around, though it is nearer Epping than Ongar. At North Weald Bassett, I inquired the time and was much surprised to find it nearly 3 o'clock. There were some fairly stiff climbs along this road, and I suppose I walked nearly a mile, all told. Until I arrived at Epping, the wind, which was gusty and strong at times, seemed against me most of the time. Its direction was northwest, but, I should imagine, more in the northerly direction than the westerly. Coming home from Epping was, as last Sunday, mostly on top gear. I arrived home at 4:50 p.m, thoroughly whacked and starving, and got through my dinner like 1 o'clock, and cycled over to George's, arriving there at about 5:45. We spent the whole evening working out the second World Radio test paper and caught the last post with it. The weather this weekend, apart from a few showers on Saturday morning, has been grand. I saw plenty of thrushes and larks singing their hearts out and innumerable rooks and crows flying around. I also saw 2 or 3 peewits and 1 tomtit fluttered over a hedge in front of me on my way to Ongar today. I've had a good day today. 25th of April 1932. Oh, my knees. They are giving me socks whenever I sit down or stand up. The weather was pretty dull all day. To make up for the exertions of yesterday and to counteract the general tiredness, I retired early only to keep awake listening in. But at last it got so much trash that I pulled out my LS plug and dropped off to sleep. 28th of April 1932. We are in the throes of spring cleaning at home, and of course the vac must choose this important time to spark like the deuce and give up the ghost. I tried to get some new brushes today, but there are so many sorts and sizes that I shall have to take one of the existing ones before I can buy a new pair. Weather still dull, but no rain. 29th of April 1932. Bought another pair of brushes for the vac. 1 in 6, rather a lot, I thought. Fitted them to the machine and spent about an hour dusting my book cupboard, but only got the top shelf completed, leaving the rest over until tomorrow afternoon, if I do not go out on the bike. It's curious. I always find that there are several interesting books in that cupboard I have not yet read, but After reading one, I somehow forget about the rest till I clear them out again, when they burst upon me as pleasant surprises. I mustn't forget that my English exam is only a fortnight ahead, and swat up accordingly. The weather was very mild, with one slight shower. It gradually got warmer up to about 8 o'clock. Maybe a fine weekend. 30th of April, 1932. Jolly good vaudeville on radio tonight. Leonard Henry as compere. Always goes down well. And one or two other very good turns. Weather forecast for tomorrow. Stormy showers. About the hottest night we've had this year. Set the alarm to call me early in the morning to go for a good run.